Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
How battery recycling is influencing sustainability. Battery recycling is crucial as the world shifts towards cleaner energy and electric vehicles. QuantumScape Corp is at the forefront of developing powerful battery chemistries, driving the need for efficient recycling processes. By recycling batteries containing materials like lithium, cobalt, and nickel, companies can protect the environment and recover valuable resources. Billion Dollar Club offers a specialized platform for companies like QuantumScape to communicate their sustainability efforts and innovations to a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers. Stay tuned for more updates on how battery recycling is shaping the future of sustainable energy systems. New York issues call for clean energy projects. New York is launching the 2025 Land-Based Renewable Energy Solicitation to secure over $5 billion in clean energy investments before federal tax credits expire. Governor Kathy Hochul's initiative targets shovel-ready wind, solar, and other renewable projects to maximize federal incentives. The state aims to streamline processes for immediate construction, emphasizing late-stage projects to save ratepayers' costs. Eligibility applications are due October 21st, with final proposals by December 4th. The accelerated timeline reflects New York's commitment to capturing federal support before policy changes. The solicitation includes provisions for equitable outcomes, labor standards, stakeholder engagement, and agricultural land preservation. With over 9.7 gigawatts of clean power capacity already in development, the new round is expected to create over 2,500 jobs and attract billions in private investment, supporting the state's energy transition strategy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.